races up and down the ticket have candidates dropping party affiliations. But is this an ideological shift or just a new kind of political calculus? Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes looks at one Anchorage race to find out.
There's a heavily Republican part of Southwest Anchorage, House District 22, that could very feasibly elect an independent representative. Political newcomer Jason Gren.
I literally did not know where the Division of Elections was.
Gren was, up until a few months ago, a lifelong Republican. His wife is still registered with the party. But after feeling like the state GOP has drifted further to the right of his own moderate beliefs and hearing frustrations about the district's incumbent, Gren decided on a last-minute run.
We decided it was okay, and we needed to do this, and the timing in our life was good, and the timing for our state was good.
By good timing, Gren means what is, in his view, the state's biggest single issue, the need to secure a comprehensive budget solution, a topic that he's been loosely involved with even before his candidacy. But there may be another timing advantage. Gren is part of a trend this election cycle of strong independent runs for office. He's one of three new legislative candidates running as an independent in Anchorage. In Southeast, Dan Ortiz is running to keep his spot as an independent in the State House. In the U.S. Senate race, independent Margaret Stock trails well behind incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, but Stock has pulled in around $500,000 so far in donations. Gren says that as he's door-knocked in the district, his non-affiliated status has helped him connect with voters on issues rather than getting stonewalled over party membership. It's an optimistic bipartisan vision that Gren's opponent, incumbent Republican Liz Vasquez, doesn't find plausible.
He's really a Trojan horse because he really hasn't exposed what he really thinks and how he thinks.
Vasquez says independents like Gren are, in fact, Democrats going by another name. She points to Gren's prominent liberal donors, including public employees and unions. Gren also got a $5,000 donation from Together for Alaska, a PAC made up of labor interests with massive contributions from attorney Robin Brenna. Vasquez says that after Walker's victory as an independent, his allies are trying to replicate that success by backing other independents they think will help advance a similar agenda.
It did work for the governor. He did run, quote, as an independent, although there's a lot of buyer's remorse on that. People are now seeing for what he really is. And he's not as independent as he claimed.
Vasquez and leaders of the state Republican Party see the independent push as having two components. The first is political opportunism by Democrats to break apart Republican control in the legislature. GOP Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says state Dems are going along with independents by pulling or not running candidates of their own in some races and by putting major money behind their campaigns.
There are some strange bedfellows. The Democrats themselves have not been in the majority for decades, and they very much would like to be in the seats of power to advance Democratic policies.
The second path, as the GOP sees it, is an effort by Walker and political allies outside the party system to address the budget crisis with their fiscal strategy. To Babcock, these independent partisans are loosely united on an economic platform that includes an income tax, cuts to the dividend, increased oil taxes, and minimal cuts to state government. The alliance, he thinks, will be temporary.
In my opinion, it's definitely a flash in the pan, and it's a unique set of circumstances that have come up.
But that doesn't account for why independent candidates are getting traction with voters in districts with Republican incumbents, or why, unlike the third candidate in the District 22 race, independent Dustin Darden, funders have stepped in with a lot of cash for some of them. Taylor Bickford is a Republican political consultant who's not working for a campaign this cycle. He said recently on the Midnight Sun podcast that part of the reason independents like Gren are politically viable right now is dissatisfaction with how Republicans have governed in the legislature.
I think that incumbents are unpopular everywhere. I think Republican incumbents are especially unpopular everywhere in the state. And I think that in some ways it has less to do with him and his campaign as it has to do with just the simple math and structural advantage that you have as an independent running against a Republican without a Democrat on the ballot.
And that dissatisfaction isn't exclusive to the legislature. With low favorability ratings across the country for the two-party candidates running for president, Bickford and others say there could be a down-ballot boost for anyone without a D or an R next to their name. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.